Well, hey there. That sounded totally weird. And guess what? I'm leaving it. You are listening to Things I Would Never Say, which is, I guess, a podcast, something like that, or just one of those random, you know, audio recordings that random people make and other people listen to. With me, Lindsay Lewis. So it's been interesting as I sit and think about talking to myself in a room with a microphone, and I was like, who am I doing this for? And who is going to listen to this thing? And turns out probably about 12 people might listen to it. They might. Let's start that again. I think we're going to leave that in there. You probably heard a little bit of baby crying as you were listening to this. So guess what? For those of you who did not know, the 12 of you who are going to be listening to this, which is a list that I compiled in my head when I was asking who on earth would listen to something that I recorded and, you know, just talked into a microphone by myself in a room. There was about 12 people. So the 12 of you who are listening to this, if you did not know that I was pregnant, it is something that I didn't really share. I was keeping really private and sacred and just something between me and super intimate. And now I am talking about it. So I have a baby and she's on my chest. Right now, she is asleep, except for, you know, moments ago when she did one of her sleep cries. She is beautiful. She has the most perfect little face and the cutest little nose and these eyelashes that are just getting longer and darker every day. And so, yeah, I'm pretty much in love. And also, other things are happening. Having a baby is really something that words can't describe all that well. There's so much involved, so much intensity, so much emotion, so much transformation, so much uncertainty, so much unknown, so much confusion, so much trying to figure things out that you've never figured out before in your life. So much amazement, delight, wonder, the perfect little toes, the perfect little fingers. The moment when she collapses and falls asleep, her little head like drops down onto your chest, she doesn't collapse, like boom, my entire baby is just falling on the floor. No, her head just drops onto your chest and she makes this sigh as she settles, and you can't imagine a better sound. And it is also the hardest thing that I have ever done. And I have done hard things. You know, I have blown up my life, left a 7-year relationship, left my job I had dreamt of since I was 15. I have faced panic attacks and anxiety and, you know, really pretty much almost eradicated those from my life. That was baby again. So I just hit stop recording because I didn't know if she was going to need to be adjusted or something was up. But she just did a little sleep cry, which she does sometimes, and I don't know why. Sometimes there's no reason that I can possibly ever comprehend, and she just does it and goes right back to sleep. So I've done tough stuff, you know? I quit my job, all that stuff I just said. I refused to take a 9-to-5 job after I quit my 9-to-5 job, even when I could hardly pay my rent. I've gone from thousands in credit card debt to thousands in the bank and an always growing 6-figure coaching practice. So I've done tough stuff, but I've never done anything this hard. It is hard because every day is different. The sands that we stand on, you know, like the foundation of our platform, of our life, really changes every day. We're trying, me and my hubby, husband Matt, every day wake up and go, okay, like, what do we learn today? How do we figure this out? How do we figure her out today? And then people that we talk to laugh at us and go, in the first 3 months, there is no figuring it out. There's just every moment. These are my words for what they say. There's just every moment. And every moment is new, it's different. Things that worked yesterday don't work today. The routine or the rhythm that made yesterday awesome, not gonna work today. She is her own little unique being, and she's in charge right now. Because really, you cannot argue with a baby. There is no arguing with a baby, and you don't want your baby to be upset, and so you just make your way. There are other reasons why it's hard. Some of those I'm going to share more about when I talk about things I'm learning about myself during this process. Before I get into all of that, and given that I'm in the midst of all of this, when I had the idea to do this recording podcast thing, I had to ask myself some questions. There were four of them. And I asked them of myself, and you might be wondering them too, you of the one of 12 people who are listening to this. Why a podcast? And, because there has been a lot of crying. And not from a baby, from me. There's a lot of crying. It's one of the bonuses of the early stages of having a baby. No need for face cleanser. You got it covered. Save yourself the time. It's all naturally provided for. And when I talk about the intensity and the emotion and the tears and the what am I doing? How am I doing? What has happened? When I share this, other moms all go, oh my gosh. Oh, honey, I was there too. And I recently went for a visit with a friend of mine who was talking about when she had her babies, and she talked about how blue she was in the early days. And I said, me too. And she went, no way, you were? And I said, yeah, I'm kind of just coming out of it. I have moments where I don't feel it anymore, moments where I feel like I'm myself again. But it was really intense. And she was so relieved to hear that. And as I was sitting in the chair in our living room at home with our little monkey, little baby, crying, listening to podcasts, because that's really what you do. You don't have hands to do other things when you're soothing a baby or nursing a baby or holding a baby. I imagined other women, other new moms sitting at home crying, listening to podcasts. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if in this moment I had somebody whose voice I could hear who would say, oh, honey, I was there too. If you don't have a friend who's available at this particular moment, and it's okay, you're okay, you got me. Because we've got audios on books and comedy and storytelling, and we don't have them on this stuff, as far as I know. Also, why podcast? Boredom. Yeah, I said it. I'm sitting here listening to more podcasts than I ever have in my life because you have to find something to do when you are bored holding your baby. Your mind is not engaged. And it's boring. There are boring moments. Oh my gosh, and hours of them. Hours of them. Creating a podcast gives my mind something to work on, something to do other than worry about baby or me, or think about all the ways I might not be doing things right, or all the things that feel like they are a mess. The other question I asked was, why now? Because I miss creating. I'm used to being a creator and a producer. and going, you know, this is what I want to create, and doing it, like writing a book and creating my business and doing comedy sets. And I have this fire in me that, you know, if I'm not creating it, I think it just kind of consumes me. And so I felt really kind of lost in those early stages. Our little one is 3 weeks, just over 3 weeks. And I felt very lost. It was a whole identity crisis, which was okay. But I need my anchor of something to create. I miss creating. And you might think that co-creating a life, putting that out into the world, would satisfy
The urge to create.
nope. Here's why. Because from the moment she arrived, it is really clear that little monkey, who what is which is what I'm going to call her instead of saying her name because it feels too much of an invasion of her little private world to say her name on this. She is her own creator already. She's on her own path. She arrived in this world with something to do. And me and Matt are the recipients of her and supporters of her. And that's that. You know, we're like the coaches and the fans and the sideline of her marathon, and only she knows where she's headed. So I did not, she's not my creation. She's a gift. So that's why. Still need to satisfy that urge. Also, I like moving into fear. Ha ha. And it totally freaks me out to create something this human, this messy, this total honest share, reflection, expression. Yikes. Totally freaky. So I like that. Doing it. Two other questions. Why is this podcast called Things I'd Never Say? I believe we have two sides. We have an enlightened, wise, intuitive, knowing, and peaceful side. And we have an uncertain, insecure, scared, small, very self-focused side. I try to, and mostly succeed, I think, at living from the wiser side. It's very helpful to do that, to be in that connected space. You know, it helps in my business, it helps in coaching, it helps in my creative projects, it helps me sleep. I love it. But my commitment to living in from that place can mean that the other part of me that is small and scared and uncertain and going like, WTF? What the right now, or at any other moment, can get compartmentalized, tucked away. Like, nope, not gonna go there, gonna live from this other place. And that part of me is so strong and so intense and needs so much love right now that I think I'm learning the value of expressing from that place. And so this podcast is a space for that part of me, and it's hopefully a space for that part of you, whoever you are listening to this, where those pieces of us that don't have the answers, that get overwhelmed, that feel scared, or just want to blow off some frickin' steam can come together and know that it's okay. We're human, it's okay. So that is why this podcast is called Things I'd Never Say. These are things that I would usually never say. What's the point? The point is to help other women, but it's also to help me. Because I find that when I am turning my life into something that goes out into the world, it allows me to be in the space of greater peace, fulfillment, freedom, enjoyment, excitement, when I am creating something from what I'm in the midst of, it changes what I'm in the midst of. So to help other women when they're sitting in their chairs with their babies crying, listening to podcasts, and it's also to help me. Realness is helpful. Authenticity is helpful. And it's helpful to hear people say, mamahood is hard. There's a lot of A's in that word. That was a text message from my girlfriend when she checked in to see how I was doing. And I was honest, and her response was, oh, sweetie, mamahood is hard. A lot of A's. That's how hard it is. So the early stages of mamahood has looked like my boobs hurt. Last night, little monkey was doing great. She was sleeping away. She was super quiet. I had this beautiful opportunity to get some sleep, which is very much needed. And my boobs were hurting so much, couldn't sleep. Had this window, which is so rare. No sleep for this mama. Too much aching. My back aches. I cry a lot, which you already know. Could be a result of all the oxytocin they pumped into me during the delivery. Maybe you crash after you get that much of the up hormone. Maybe you get a lot of the down hormones. I don't know. Also, though, I feel like a warrior. Like my body is a warrior. I'll be honest that in the few days after giving birth, when we got home, I did not look in the mirror at my body. I was afraid. I was afraid to look and see what that part of me, what she looked like. And when I did, I saw a powerhouse. You know, I saw the puffiness and the pudginess. That's a remnant of pregnancy and the changing levels of blood that are no longer in you. And I saw the droopy belly and the boobs that are different, fuller, yes, but also with blue veins. And I thought, holy shite. My body is a warrior, and I am so proud of what my body has done. I'm so proud. So mamas, your body's a warrior. We are warriors. That feels good. This is totally random. Here is a section called How Me and Mindy Kaling Are Alike, or also known as What Mindy Kaling Did This Week. Like, what? Where did that come from? So out of left field. This is not edited or pre-written. And also, who the heck is Mindy Kaling? This woman is a powerhouse. I first learned of her when I read her book, Everyone, or I think it's called, Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? Question mark. I didn't know who she was. I picked up this book. I fell in love with her. I think people first learned of her when she started appearing as a character on The Office, which, you know, is this TV show. What a lot of people do not know is that she wrote that character. She had to, because TV writers weren't writing parts for Asian women that rocked. So she wrote it herself. Then she got on the show. She became this character. After she was on The Office, she wanted to create her own show, The Mindy Project, which she also starred in. Then she went on to create another show, a new one called Champions, which she's also in, which is on now. She also went on to star in the movie Wrinkle in Time with Oprah and Reese Witherspoon. Currently is filming a new movie with Emma Thompson. And is in the new Ocean's 8, which is the all-female version of Ocean's 11. So what? So why do I love her? I liked her, and then I loved her. I liked her because when I read her book, she was funny, she was inspiring, she made me laugh. She inspired me to go for it, whatever it is. And she was real, and she was kind of nerdy. And she just was herself, and I like people like that. I loved her because I learned how hard she had worked, how much she had dreamt of, and what she had pursued to create what she's now creating. also I watched her on late night talk shows, and that made me like her even more because she seems nice. And so guess what? You know, in short, I'm a fan. I have never been a celebrity fan before, so it's really fun. It's so fun. And so I've been following her. And it is very important. Oh, also, I did not mention that Mindy Kaling had a baby a few months ago, something like that. And when I found that out, that she was pregnant, I started watching her, waiting to see how she'd navigate this new change. You know, like gathering information. What is Mindy Kaling going to do? So maybe I would, you know, learn, you know, how, what does she do? Maybe I can do what she does. Because I had read in her book that she wanted to have a kid and but she wondered how she would manage it. And so I thought, you know, would she take a break, disappear for a while, we wouldn't see her, and then she'd come back later. Here's what she did. Oh, also, how do I know this? Because I have insider access to her Instagram feed. So this is very informed, insidery information. Mindy Kaling had a baby like 2 months ago. All right, it was like actually December, so 4 months ago. Did this week. She shot some movie stuff for a movie that she's doing with Emma Thompson, that one I just mentioned. She did a press shoot for Ocean's 8 in LA. She went to Vegas with some of the cast of Ocean's 8 for more promo. She appeared on the cover of Hollywood Reporter. And she received props from TV Guide magazine for her new show, Champions. Also, she worked on all the other stuff for a new show, a new movie, and, you know, her empire, basically. So that's how she's handling having a baby. Here's what I did this week. I breastfed my baby. I slept, did not sleep, tried to sleep. Slept, did not sleep, tried to sleep. I laid awake in bed listening to my baby. I ate some food. And I did some laundry. So, you know, that's how much I have in common with this woman. That's just, you know, I too am a powerhouse. Hope you feel inspired. You are welcome. Here is something else that's important to talk about, things I'm learning about myself. I'm choosing to include this because it makes me observe myself more, which means there's less drama because I'm less in it. I'm more watchy. One of the other benefits of creating something when you're in the midst of something in your life. I have learned that I am a total control freak. Find that out quick when a little 6-pound, 4-ounce munchkin is now in charge of the day. Find out how much I like to be in control of my day. Can't do that anymore. Nope. Also, learned that I really don't like rigidity and routines, being locked into something super rigid, routine-y. Found that out quick when I am now scheduled to nurse a baby every 3 hours. So let's recap this. Total control freak. Also really dislikes rigidity and routines. So in other words, total walking contradiction. Also learned how much I need my husband. So I have a habit of wanting to do all things for myself, to be super independent. It feels fun. It feels great. I love it. Like, oh yeah, I handle this. And I've learned that one of the reasons why I like to do that is because I figure it'll be easier if help isn't around. Then it'll be no big deal because I'll be used to doing it without help. Anyways, my husband is a helper. It's like a core part of his identity. I need to help is like what his mantra is. Must help. Lindsay, everybody else that I see. And I need his help, actually. So I learned first off that I am somebody who avoids help because I have this strange belief that it's going to make it easier when help is not around, when actually just makes it harder all the time. And I have also learned that being near Matt, like, reorganizes my cells. So just like sitting beside him on the couch, just like, oh gosh, yep. Everything is calm again. But we don't have a lot of that time. We have a lot of separateness together in a room, but not together, the two of us. So I have learned the impact he has on my life and how wonderful that is. And I've learned that I kind of need him. Scary, which is scary. And also something that I'm going to be okay with, that I'm learning to be okay with. So it's been about 26 minutes, according to my accurate timer on this recording program that I'm using. I didn't have a time limit set on what I wanted to talk to, how long I wanted to speak for. And I'm going to let this be short because guess what? I have a baby. And I'm giving myself more breaks these days. And I hope that this random, you know, random musings, meditation has done something cool, helpful. Maybe all you get from it, whether you're a mom or not, is that you can show up messy, human, and totally authentic in a moment. And, you know, if you get that from that, if anybody gets that from this, that's good enough for me. Right now, I'm going to go eat some lunch. Keep on cuddling this adorable little baby who has the most perfect face turned up towards mine right now and the most perfect mouth. I'm going to go do that and get some lunch because that is just the kind of powerhouse I am.